The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out of the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This ends the Bible reading.
Amen.
Brethren,
good morning.
It's my pleasure to be in front of you today. I'm glad and I give God the glory for the grace to share His word. As our manner is, every time we gather like this, we always admonish ourselves in the Word of God. Today, what we will be discussing is something that is very, very common amongst us, and we often take for granted, and that is our words, the very one that I'm speaking to you. But before then, how was your weekend? I hope you had a good week. And we usually look forward to Sunday as a day of refreshing. So I wish you and I wish all of us a refreshing Sunday in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I also use this opportunity to welcome you if you are meeting with us for the first time or maybe for a long time. We love you, we welcome you. Happy worship. So, talking about words, I know there's so many things that will have been going through your mind. What is it about words? What's it cheap? What's it easy? Some people even say words are like egg. Once they drop on the floor, you can't pick it back. And that's one reason why we should think about it. Sometimes we utter words carelessly, unconsciously, but they mean a lot. And sometimes those words last a lifetime. The title is Words Are Powerful, Use Them Wisely. The purpose of this sermon or word of exhortation is for us to appreciate our words and be careful when we use them. Sometimes it's better to keep quiet than just to utter something, because the Bible says, for everything that we say, for every idle conversation, we shall be held accountable. And that is the reason why it's important that we talk about this. Let's take our golden text. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The Bible says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Every word, every conversation, every sentence that we utter carries weight. Words spoken in a moment can last a lifetime. Words spoken in anger can wound deeply. And words spoken in love can heal completely. We know of, we all at one time or the other had experience of people who encouraged us. And because of their encouragement, we are about to give up. But we got a little late, and then we're able to achieve our goal. And at some other time, we've heard of stories of people who were broken, destroyed, and maybe committed suicide, or lost their dream, gave up on themselves just because of what somebody said. We've heard of how nations were built by words, and how nations were destroyed just by spoken words. Words are heavy. Words are powerful. We need to handle them in because some people's life may depend on it. What carry weight? Do you believe it? Have you ever been heartbroken before? Have you ever felt sad, depressed? There's a song that we think about. It says, words spoken that pierce you through and through. Each time it re-echoes in your mind, you feel broken and rejected. My brothers and sisters, our words carry weight. Words spoken can wound deeply, and words spoken in love can heal completely. Some people are giving up on their dreams just by a word of affirmation, a word of encouragement. Their life awoke. Remember the story we read in our Bible reading, Ezekiel chapter 37. This was a revelation that the prophet Ezekiel experienced. The Bible says he was carried on into a valley, and the angel told him, look, what are these? He said, they are bones. He said, and they are very dry. And he also looked, he saw that they were a great number, large. And he said, do you believe they can move? He said, thou knowest, O Lord. And he said, prophesy. And if you read further, he said, prophet Ezekiel said, hear the word of the Lord. And the Bible told us that, and the bones gathered together, and flesh came upon them. And behold, they became a great host of army. Ordinary words make dead, dry bones to become alive. By words, God created this universe. The Bible said, let there, the Bible told us that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth by spoken words. The Bible also told us in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that same Word was Christ, verse 14. Jesus used these same words to raise the dead, to heal the sick. Our words matter, my brothers and sisters. Let's quickly take a reading, the book of James. James chapter 3 from 1 to 13. I would like a fast reader, if you can. James chapter 3 from verse 1 to 13. Okay, James chapter 3, I'll take it. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend, not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able to bridle the whole of his body. Imagine, if you can manage your words, it means you can manage the whole of yourself. Verse 3, behold, we put a bit in the horse's mouth, and they, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the sheep, a great sheep, which though they may be so great and driven of fierce wind, yet they turn about with a very small hand, whithersoever that we desire. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasted of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and bird and serpent and things in the sea are tamed, and have been tamed by mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. I want you to note the kind of expression that Apostle James used in describing our tongue. And of course, our word. He said, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Even a vine, fig? So can no fountain both yield salt and fresh. If you look at these pictures, words have made men great. In this our world, we've seen very great men that they were known, famous across the world, that their words made them great. And at the same time, we've seen men whose words destroy. The first picture is the picture of Winston Churchill for his great speech. Martin Luther King, for the popular speech of I Have a Dream, is still there. I believe in 100 years, people will still talk about that speech. That is Mahatma Gandhi of India, who liberated India by spoken word, not with war. And follow is Queen Elizabeth I. She was known for a very popular speech he gave to his army when the rebel invaded England. And that is Barack Obama, popularly known for his eloquence. We've seen people with words, and Mandela for the words of reconciliation in the terror of the apartheid. But quickly, let's read a man, about a man whose words destroy him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Verse 21 to 23.
So on the sixth day, Herod arrayed himself after all, set on the throne, and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, the voice of God and not a man.
Yes, 21 to 23.
Then immediately,
the Bible told us that King Herod the Agrippa gave an oration, gave a speech, and people were shouting, it's great. And they said, oh no, this is the word of God and not of man. And in verse 23, immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave God not the glory. How many of the times we gave glory to ourselves in pride, in boasting, and in careless words? And the Bible told us that he was eaten up by worms. How heavy and destructive our words can be. God called us to use our words to give life, healing, and encouragement. What can build confidence, and what can destroy self-worth? I remember I used to work with my director, and as a salesman, it's more like a soldier work. It gives you a lot of charging and encouragement, and for you to go out. And one day, he told us the story when he was before he became a director in his former company, and he said his boss spoke to him and he felt that he has never achieved anything in his life. But he remembered that when he wrote his his CUSAT exam. He wrote one exam particularly by himself. He felt so worthless that he felt he has never achieved. Sometimes the things that we say can make people feel so worthless. We demean and glorify ourselves while we demean others. What can bring peace and what can stir conflict? Our words can lead someone to Christ, and our words can lead someone away from Christ. The Bible told us that we are the epistle which the world reads. How are you using your words? Are you using your words as a testimony of grace and mercy, of the love of Christ? Do people know you by your words? Yes, it's difficult to be a Christian. Just like the teacher was telling us, it's not easy. But by grace, the Bible says, we can do all things. Your words reveal the condition of your heart. Many people say careless words. Pride, boastful, angry, violent. But the Bible told us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So don't worry, when you see people speak with pride, with arrogance and violence, Proverbs chapter 10:11. A heart full of bitterness can only speak bitterness. A heart full of doubt, full of fear, can only speak doubt. If we allow fear to take over our hearts, we will be doubtful. That same book of James says, if any man wants anything, he should ask of the Lord, but let him ask in faith. That whatsoever we ask in faith, we will receive. A heart full of faith speaks hope. The Bible says, hope is an anchor. The Christian journey is not a bed of roses. The Bible says we were called out of the world. We can no longer behave like a bird. Oftentimes, we want to put one leg in the kingdom of Christ, while the rest of our body is still in the world. It's not possible. If we ever believe that God exists and His promises are true and His word stands, we better stand by His word. Because the Bible promises us that whatsoever thing we have done in the flesh, we shall be accountable for it. In the book of Proverbs chapter 12, the Bible told us that there is he that speaketh and is piercing like a sword, but the tongue of the wise is hell. A broken world in our world, filled of criticism and harsh comments. The church and our homes should be a place of healing words. Do we speak healing words to ourselves in the church? Do we speak healing words to ourselves in our home? The world is full of violence, of hatred, of discrimination. But is our home a place of healing? By our words, the Bible says life and death are in our words. In the book of Proverbs, okay, we're taking that proverb. Our words carry serious weight, and we have to use it carefully. Let's quickly read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4, 29. Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that he may minister grace to the hearer. Is your words giving grace to people? Or your words making them worse off, sending them away? Sending them away from Christ. If you read the next verse, you say, grieve not the Holy Spirit, which is in you. When we speak careless words, we can grieve the Holy Spirit, even that it is in our heart. Our words shape the direction of our life. So many people never achieve anything or couldn't do what they plan to do because they speak failure, they speak rejection, they speak fear into their lives. But when we speak life, then we can be alive. When we speak life, then we can achieve our dream. Don't forget, the Bible says, we can do all things by Christ who strengthens us. Imagine, if our words are meaningless, why then do we pray and expect that our prayers will be answered? If you say careless words and you say that you don't mean them, how then do you pray and expect that those prayers will be answered? Our words mean a lot. Let us use it carefully. Our words influences the atmosphere in our home. Have you ever felt that, oh, there is no peace in this house? There is no comfort, there is no safety. I think we should check our words. How carefully do we use our words in our home? Because our words influences the atmosphere we create in the home. Our words influences the emotional and the spiritual climate of our marriage. A lot of homes are broken, lives destroyed because of careless words that we use. Corrupt communication that we use. Our words influences the health of the church. Sometimes we say the church is not the right place. We keep saying this. There is no love. But let us know that our coming, every careless word, every statement, every comment that we make is what creates the love and the compassion and the kindness and the warmth and the presence that people desire. Our words direct our life. Let us use them carefully. Yes, we've taken this passage. Words are tools for encouragement and edification. They are not weapon of war. Sometimes we use our words as weapon of war. I just need to give them a piece of my mind. No, is that what the Bible says? Bible says you shall be responsible for everything that you say. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. Sometimes you have the right thing to say, but the right thing at the moment may not be profitable. So we have to be careful. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, He said, when you come to the house of the Lord, be willing to hear rather than giving sacrifices of vain sacrifices. Our words carry weight. Let us use them carefully. Before the personal challenge, how can we improve our work? There are two passages that can help us. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. We can improve our words today when we allow the word of Christ to dwell within you. Remember, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The Bible even describes the songs that we sing as speaking to ourselves. So when you allow these words, whether in songs or reading or in listening, this way, fill our heart. They will give grace and mercy and kindness and glorify God. Likewise, the book of Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that we present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind. When we change our perspective, we change our mind, then we can influence our words. Now, I leave with you a personal challenge. Ask yourself today, do my words give life or drain people of it? Some people even boast that, oh, I have destroyed some people with my words. I've told them a piece of my mind. I've done this, I've done that. But is that what the Bible say to you? I thank God for the teacher today. He said, is that what the Bible say? Sometimes we feel it is right, but is that what the Bible say? Do my words reflect that I'm a Christian? People listening to you, maybe carelessly, consciously or unconsciously, do they perceive you as a Christian by the utterances that come out of your mouth? Do I speak of faith? Ask yourself this question, or I speak with fear. Finally, my brethren, let's read the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 23. The greatest word ever spoken is the gospel. By the word of God, we were called unto Christ. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's take up Christ today and shape our world. Our world with his words. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.